trust that everyone here considers authentication a staple of internet security, and that you think that having more information about the security state of your peer when authenticating them is obviously a good thing if you want to make a good decision. So with that in mind, I want to talk to you about our work to integrate remote attestation as an authentication mechanism in TLS. So first off, who am I? I'm Jonas Michalcia. I'm a senior software engineer in ARM. I do mostly software prototyping, so doing proof of concepts for various software stacks that we think might be useful for our software ecosystems. So looking at an overview of the presentation, so we're going to start with some theory, looking at remote attestation at TLS and how we plan to integrate the two. And then we're going to continue looking at the practice at the prototype that we're building to instantiate the theory and the draft that we're working on. So let's kick off with the theory. What exactly are we trying to improve here? So the current internet security model is mostly based around an assumption that the attacker is somewhere on the communication path between the peers. So what you usually do is you have some sort of certificate that you issue to the workload, and you have the private key associated with that certificate. And the workload can then essentially authenticate itself to its peers. But the problem is that in this trust model, you have to trust that that workload is indeed running the software that you're assuming it's running. So even for example, that your peer presumably uses some open source software, you still have to trust them that they've deployed that and that that's where they're running. And also that they're keeping their key secure, because if the software is changed or if the key is exfiltrated, then you're kind of hosed. So yeah. So if you want to have more guarantees, can we actually use more remotely verifiable information within our authentication methods so that we have more information about the security state of that workload and its key? And we actually were prompted to look at this from two use cases in particular. So the first one involves IoT or edge deployment. So for example, you have in this diagram, you have an edge device that has a private identity key that was provisioned at manufacturing time. And with this identity key, you want to create some attestation credential that you can present to a service. So presumably you own both the device and the service, and you want to make sure that only your devices connect and can access whatever service, whatever the service is doing. And sort of a mirror use case is one that involves a workload running in the cloud. So you have again a workload that has a private identity key provisioned, for example, in a server chip, and you want your local device to connect to the workload, and you want to get more information about software, for example, the software that booted on the server, and how the key is managed. And this is where remote attestation comes in. So remote attestation is essentially a class of hardware-backed mechanisms that allows you to provide cryptographically verifiable metadata about the state of your device. So you can have more trust about, for example, what kind of firmware was running at boot time, what OS kernel you're running, and maybe even what the software in the workload is. So you do this by using that private identity key that was provisioned within the device, and the device essentially becomes certificate authority for itself, and it can issue credentials for all the workloads running on top of it. If we look at the data flow for remote attestation, this is a bit complicated, and it's useful to think of the arrows not as physical communication paths, but as logical